This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's not a huge stock market, but in the last month, it has tended to set the tone for global stock trading on a given day. The key index on the volatile Shanghai stock market recovered from earlier losses today to end up 2.9%. Market players suspect policy interventions by the Chinese government helping to prop things up here, given that new data today about China's economy is downbeat. Exports from the world's second largest economy are down for a second month in a row. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Exports from China to the rest of the world were down 5.5% in August, but there's something else that worries economists.
What's interesting about it is not so much the export weakness, it's the import weakness.
Patrick Shavonik is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. Imports to China were down by nearly 14% from a year ago. Chinese demand for global commodities like iron ore and aluminum are drying up.
I think what that shows is just the depth of the slowdown that's taking place, particularly in heavy industry in China and in construction and sectors that really were growth drivers.
The key word here is were. As China transitions from an economy based on building things to one based on selling products to consumers, negative trade figures like this are inevitable. On the bright side for China, food imports to the country were up 24%, evidence that Chinese consumers are pulling their weight in these otherwise tough economic times, but they're not yet contributing enough to China's economy to deliver the rapid growth China enjoyed during the golden years of its big investment boom. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.